اونی که نپسندیم، اونی که میخوایم سر کار بذاریم، علی دختر نجی براش
در میاریم. ولی هیچ کدومشون تا الان دوست پسر نبودن، برای اینکه احتیاج ندارم به دوست.
بله.
دوست پسر، it's losing your virginity. You have to give it up.
بله.
There's no such thing as not giving it up.
بله. مونتا اینا این کارا رو میکنن، بعد میان واسه ما جانماز علکی آب میکشن. علکی واسه خود ما خودشون رو مریم مقدس نشون میدن.
زنای هستن، دخترای هستن که میان رو اخ خریده. سو من درست میگم، من این کانه میکنم، منو کانه میکنم. اگه به خودشون مادرها برن ببینن بچه‌هاشون کجا میرن، بچه‌هاشون چیکار میکنن، چجوری تو لباساشون، تو ماشیناشون لباساشون رو عوض میکنن، چجوری لباس میپوشن، چه سیگارای میکشن، از اتکلانای روحشون خالی میکنن، چه کارایی میکنن تو اون کلاب، بعد میفهمن که شما دارین چی میگین. They're so undercover, the girls that are undercover can...
من گوش میدم، میخوام بدونم که تو چه اندازه رود زیاده ای، چه فکر میکنی، تو اومدی خودتو ثابت کنی، بیگه که همه مردا چینن ترن، خبر نده که ما دخترا خیلی بدتری.
خب من هم نمیدونم.
نه بگه این خودمو بهت بگم.
چه ناراحتی.
این خودمو بهت بگم. اونی که
نپسندیم،
اونی که
بخواییم
سر کار بذاریم،
عده دختر
نجی براش
در میاریم. خب من همینو میگم،
مگه
من چی گفتم؟
نه، خوب داری دست دکه، من که خوبی ایش تایم بده، اوکی؟
یه بار دیگه بگو اونی که نپسندی چی کار میکنی؟
اونی که نپسندیم مثل تو؟
مثل من؟
اونی که نپسندم
مثل تو؟ حالا هرس نخور، تو فهم میکنی یه آقایی واسه چی میاد با تو مثلا حرف بزنه؟ مثلا تو فکر کن تو توی کلاب وایستادی، مثلا توی تو رستوران توی یا مثلا توی عروسی وایستادی، یا آقای میاد با تو، از غریبه میاد با تو حرف میزنه، فکر میکنی با چی میخواد تو رو؟
من فکر کنم تو فقط یه مرد تو دنیا.
سلام و صد سلام به دوستان خوشکلام، سلام دونه دونه به تک تک رفقای پرچونه. متشکرم از اینکه به شوی پرچونه توجه میکنید، برنامه جدید و متفاوت با گذشته. ما اومدیم اینجا تا با هم صحبت کنیم راجع به مسائلی که برامون مهمه، مسائلی که هممون دوست داشتیم همیشه راجبش حرف بزنیم، ولی فرصتی پیش نمیومد، شرایطی جور نمیشد. خیلی از این حرفا رو همه جا نمیشه گفت، ولی ما اینجا میگیم. میزبان شما بهروز پاکشیر اومده اینجا تا راجع به همین مسائل باهاتون صحبت کنه. شوی پرچونه ادیت نمیشه و برای خوش آمد کسی هم تغییر نمیکنه. یعنی فقط حرفای شماست با ما. So sit back, relax and let's talk.
تابستان لس آنجلس با موسیقی راک و هوی متال آنقدر هم گرم نخواهد بود. همه سبک‌های گیتار را در مدرسه گیتار نیروان یاد بگیرید. موسیقی پاپ ایرانی، جاز یا بلوز، در هر رده‌ای که هستید، همیشه جای پیشرفت وجود دارد. با 1-866 راک تایم تماس بگیرید. بهروز پاکشیر یک گیتار الکتریک یا آکوستیک به تمام هنرجویان هدیه می‌دهد. 1-866-762-5846.
ترانسمیشن با سابقه ترین و معتبرترین تعمیرگاه ایرانی با کادر مجرب و قیمت‌های مناسب آماده انجام هر گونه سرویس و تعمیر اتومبیل‌های شماست. اپل ترانسمیشن آتو ریپیر سنتر به مدیریت روح الله اشاقی در اسرع وقت و با کیفیت عالی با شماره تلفن 818 705 6668 در خدمت هموطنان عزیز. اپل ترانسمیشن را در خیابان رسیدا به خاطر داشته باشید. 818 705 6668.
818-705-6668. بعد از هر تصادف فقط یک نگاه به خاطر میاد. ای راس و تو بادی. اتومبیل تصادف را به ما بسپاری. بعد از مدتی کوتاه ما آن را سالم از ما تحویل بگیرید. ای پلاس آتوبادی با من حسیتون لرزیده تضمین کننده کیفیت عالی کار شماست. ای پلاس آتوبادی در 18-44 ستریت در رسیده 818-996-0822.
کارپت 2000 دیزاین در خیابان تاستن شهر اورنج روبروی تویوتا آب اورنج با مدیریت رضا و وجیهی قدس با 14 سال سابقه در خدمت هموطنان عزیز. از میان صدها نوع کارپت، چوب برای کف منزل، پرگو، سنگهای ماربل، ترابرتن، گرانیت، سرامیک تایل و کانر تاپ سلاب انتخاب فرمایید. مدیریت این کمپانی با لایسنس در هوم ایمپروومنت اند دیزاین شما را در تصمیم گیری یاری می نماید. همه نوع تسهیلات برای فاینانسینگ و قسط بندی موجود می باشد.
Good afternoon again. It's one of those English version of Portune show. In this hour of the program, I would like to talk about something bad. This is something that a lot of people say is bad. I'm not saying it's good, but there are a lot of people who do that. I'm talking to those people, to people who do this. There are a lot of people who don't do this. And I don't want to teach anybody to do this. And I don't want to stop anybody from doing this because this is not my business. What I'm talking about today is something that a lot of our youth do it, and then they get caught in it. Get involved in it. And then, well, this is a piece of their time. This is a part of their life. A lot of people are going to get offended from hearing this today. So I ask you, please, if there are some subjects on TV that offends you, please don't bother yourself, disabuse yourself, don't watch this show for 1 hour. Give yourself a break. I really, really appreciate this if you do all of us this favor. This is something that a lot of young people do, including young Persians all over the world. It's not that young Persians or like mid-age Persians do it out of the country, out of Iran, or they do it in Iran. I don't want to put borders on this discussion. There's something that a lot of young people, young Persians do. I want to talk about that. If you want to call and say this is bad, this should not be, or should be this way, or you think it should be some other way, this is not the show to call, and this is not the number to call. I would like to talk to people who do this, and I don't want to say this is good, and I don't want to say this is bad. I'm not here to preach anyone. So I'm trying to make myself clear so I don't offend people who might get offended by some controversial topics, or because we like you as listeners, and we want this TV channel, this network, to be still your favorite. So if a piece of these programs, the programs that we have, is going to be a little bit offensive to you, please turn it off. Please do all of us this favor. So, the thing I want to talk about is premarital sex. Getting involved in a sexual relationship, having intercourse with the opposite sex, I don't know, you call it your boyfriend, you call it your fiancé, you call it your namzad, you call it your very, very, very near future husband. I don't know what name you put on him or on her. You having sexual relationship, any form of sex, between you and the one you're not married to. If you're not married to that person, you having sexual relationship with him or her. And I say again, I'm not saying this is good. I'm not saying this is bad. I don't want to say to do it or not to do it. There's one question I have about this. For people who do this, not people who are thinking about this, not people who are consulting their school consultant about that, Not people who think their father or their mother said this is bad, they still don't know whether or not they should do it or that, this and that. No. People who do this, okay? So, having intimacy and sexual relationship between you and the person you're not married to is something you do. So if you're listening to me right now, by this hour, like it's 15 minutes from past the hour, I'm sure that you're not getting offended and you're not calling to teach about morals and ethics. So we're talking about the people who have sex before marriage, okay? My question about this is, I'm asking it most of the time, I see most of the time, and I repeat most of the time, this is done by women. Like young girls, women, whoever is getting involved in the sexual relationship, what do you get out of making them wait? I mean, a man sees you, you gotta be very out of this world just to imagine that the man initially wants you for something else than sex. Maybe there are a lot into your personality, but he doesn't care. In capital word, he does not care what you have in your personality. What he wants is what he sees. And until he gets his hand on that, if you will let him, of course, we're not talking about rape. Until he gets his hand on that, he still doesn't care about what's beyond and further. So if you know this, and I really want to get into the mind of women who make their partner wait. Like they start dating a guy like 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, 1 week, 2 weeks, and he keeps putting a make, here and there, grabbing, you know, a little groping here and there, a little hugging here and there, a little trying to kiss here and there, but still you're trying to be cute and hold, make him wait, okay? And after 2-3 weeks, you give up finally. And you have planned to give up. Granted, because if you have not planned to give up, you cannot say you were so innocent and out of control, so he just made you do that, or you did that because you didn't know, you didn't know you wanted to do that, then you found yourself in that innocent situation that you all of a sudden see yourself having sex with this person for like 2 years or maybe 8 months or 9 months or so. So I don't buy that part. What I believe is a person who does that before the marriage is a person who believes in doing that. And again, I don't want to say this is good. I don't want to say this is bad. I don't want to say this should be more or less. I don't want to say this is like each religion has something against it or about it. I don't want to ever discuss about that. You are doing it right now. I mean, not right now because you're watching TV, of course. You are having this relationship right now. I want to talk to you. I want to talk to you who do this, but you make that person wait. What I think is when you make that person, which is most of the time the man, make that person wait to have that relation with you, what do you think will change? What do you think will change between you and that person who you're making wait? And what are you going to prove? Are you going to prove that you're not easy, or are you going to prove that you have some morals or ethics, or you think this is against some beliefs you have, that you don't do it like maybe in the 3-4 days, but you're going to do that in the 3-4 weeks? What do you think you're going to prove? What are you proving? What else? So I think I made this clear, and I'm sure I'm not teaching anybody to do this. I'm not saying you got to do it or you have not shouldn't do this. But if you do this and you make that person wait for a while, I want to see what's in your mind. Because I'm telling you, every day in this program, maybe not every day, but every other time in this program, what's on a man's mind, and hardly ever any straight man is complaining about that. And I said any straight man. So knowing what the hell is going on in that creature's mind, and granted that you are okay with this, you sign off on this, you want this to happen, or you don't mind this to happen. I don't want to put words in your mouth. You do that. What are you going to prove with making it last to two or 3 weeks? You think that person is going to change what he wants about you, or you think that person is going to think further, okay, so I haven't got my hands on her, so let's think about her personality in the meanwhile. Is that what you really think about? So we're talking to English callers today, and we're hopefully going to have a little conversation about this. Portune, you're on air. Go ahead.
Hi, Behrouz.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Fine, thank you. How about yourself?
I wasn't prepared to speak English, but I'm going to talk to you anyway.
Thank you.
I think, I believe that because of the Persian guy, that they cannot make up their mind.
Do you have premarital sex?
No, I didn't have.
So I'm not talking to you if you don't do it.
Oh.
I'm talking to you if you do it.
Huh.
We don't want to teach morals. We don't want to avoid people. I mean, stop people from doing stuff. We don't want to make people do anything.
Huh.
We're just talking to people who right now have premarital sex, and we know that there are a lot of people doing this. There are a lot in the Persian community. There are a lot all over the world, inside the country and outside the country, all over the world, especially in LA, in America, that we see
everywhere.
Yeah, everywhere. Okay, so if you're not one of those people, have you ever had premarital sex?
No, I didn't.
Okay, so you don't have that mentality. When you don't have that mentality,
I just want to say, if the girls doesn't want to do that, mm-hmm. or they hesitate or they wait, mm-hmm. it's because we have the same feeling like you.
I know. Why do you wait 3 weeks and then do that?
But because when the guys wants to get married, they are looking for a virgin.
No, this is so over.
Yeah,
so past.
Not over. It's still guys going.
I understand. I'm talking about people who do this and believe in having this relationship. I'm not talking about the people.
I don't have.
Yeah, but you said they think that the guy wants a virgin still. So if you think the guy wants virgin, you never have sex with that guy. Not after 3 weeks you do that. You know what I'm saying? So the point is, if you, as I was very clear at the beginning, if you believe in doing this, and if you are doing this...
I think if you think that you're doing, you love the guy and you want to do it, you have to do it. There is nothing against that.
No, I don't want to say you have to do it or you don't have to. See, we don't want to start teaching people because there is a lot of controversy about this matter, and we don't want to be a subject of all the attacks.
You cannot say that, but I can say as a viewer.
Yeah, you can say whatever you like, but the thing is, I'm not going to sign off this, and we're not going to carry a conversation about whether or not you should do it.
No,
I'm talking to people who do this after 2, 3, maybe 4, 5, 10 days, or a couple of weeks, or a month, but they wanna make them wait. I just wanna know what they get out of making them wait. Thank you very much for the call. All right, Portune, you're on air. Go ahead.
Hello, hi.
Hi.
Well, basically, I'm married now, but I've done that before. So does it qualify for answering or not?
Definitely. Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I think people that they date but they don't start having intimacy initially, it's because they just want to understand and find out about the people. That's what.
What do you find out about the person that you?
Well, to know that person more, mm-hmm. you know, like to know their character. First of all, you don't know if this is the right person or not.
Well, maybe I don't know. I'm not saying that you. Why don't you do it in the first minute you see the person? I'm talking about girls who trying to stay cute and, you know, a little bit hard to get. They want to keep it for 2-3 months.
I think in that case, then, it looks like a whore if you go to bed in the first time.
No, actually, guys who do that, the faster you do that, the more they're going to like it. The faster you do that is not going to change their view about you if you do that.
Well,
if something's
going to... cat and mouse play.
Huh? What?
It looks like a cat and mouse play. Like, you know, I mean, if...
I know. That's what I'm saying. It's a cat and mouse play. It's the game you enjoy, and the other person suffer because he got a run. You enjoy the chase.
Do it, they they could just, you know, not carry on, right?
Yeah, of course.
Prison is 50% of the equation. So if they want to, they would be part of it. If they don't want it, they could just leave.
Yeah, but my question is on the borderline of people who do this, because if you don't want to do this, definitely you will not do this. Okay, but when you do this, if you have done this, if you have not been raped or anything, if you just did it on your own with your own will, so you believe in doing that, and I want to know, do you think anything will change in the man's mind if you don't do it on the third or the fourth day and do it on the fourth week?
Because I think this is something to do with the culture too. In our culture, if the girl or woman gives up that easily,
what kind of a Persian culture says have sex before marriage?
Well, the culture has changed. Initial culture.
Does our culture say have sex before marriage?
No.
So
but
it's not culture.
We are half Persian, half American, Canadian, or.
My question is, what do you think will change in that man's mind when you do this? What do you think is going to revolve? Well, how do you think he's going to think differently about you if you just put him on hold? Or what do you think he's doing when you put him on hold? I'm okay if you just put him on hold for a couple of...
I think it would be to increase the desire. Probably it's psychological.
But that's what a lot of ladies love to believe, but it really does not. Because a man has his own desire for you when he initially comes to you and he decides in the first 5 to 10 minutes, and then he goes, asks you out. If a man asks you out, that means he has the desire, and the desire will not get more, if not getting less, if you make him wait. And then the worst thing that happened is that man puts you on the side, makes you a side dish, and then starts or continues his relationships, his casual sexes and whatever he has with other people.
Yeah, but I don't think people would plan to not, I mean, I don't think anybody, well, in the right mind, would plan to, you know, okay, I'm going to go out with this guy for 10 times, mm-hmm. and then after that, I would be, you know, having sex. Like, first they have to know. I mean,
yeah, a lot of girls are like that. They just go out with you and they want to do that. But the thing is, they put you on hold.
Time 5, okay, let's do it now?
No, they don't say let's do that, because the guy is constantly, it's like a pacemaker. When you go out with a guy, from the first minute, making the moves start. The more you keep him waiting, make him wait, the more the thing will stretch and it is going to be delayed. But you as a woman are the person who has a say in when to do that, because the guy wants it from the first minute, even if they don't admit to this.
But if they want it from the first minute, like, would you jump in a bed with someone in the first minute?
No, I don't say you do that. But the thing is, I understand you don't know what kind of person that guy is. I mean, very surface information you can get from a guy in the first couple of dates, maybe 2-3 dates. You get very surface information, and that's going to stay as shallow as it is until you have sex with that guy. Okay, I just want to know, what do you think will change in the period of time that you're making that guy wait when you believe in doing that, and then you think the guy who's going to change think differently about you? This is what's going on in a woman's mind, while this is not true in a man's mind. The man is waiting. The more the wait is, it's like you're waiting in a restaurant for the food. You start thinking about, you know, getting something small to eat until the food is ready. That's what we men think about this, the way we men think about this.
Yeah, well, I mean, if someone, I would say, I think this is a cultural thing. You know?
Yeah, all right, thank you very much for the call. Alrighty, let's talk to some other callers. Portune, you're on air, go ahead.
Hi, what I wanted to say is, I don't think we put men on hold. Mm-hmm. It's basically putting myself on hold and thinking, okay, is this the right man? Because I don't want to have any regrets after.
Oh, I understand. That's a very nice thing to say. I've heard that a lot. The thing is, how deep you think you can go in studying that man before you start that relationship with him?
Well, you get to the point that you think, okay, this is the man. I know him enough. And if I go to bed, I know, like, it's okay. Because
you know that he's what?
He's, like, he's maybe like 50% of what I want. He's,
what about the rest of the 50%?
Sorry?
What about the rest? First of all, it's not 50%.
Well, yeah, the point is you're not satisfying you're satisfying yourself.
It's not 50%.
Okay, I'm not a slut.
That's something I'm trying to bring up. Is not 50%. You just see very, very surface information from that man.
Yeah, that's why you wait for...
Yeah, the more you wait, that's what I'm saying. The more you wait. I don't want to say that do this or not do this. I'm talking about people who do this already. I assume that you do that because you called the show, and I ask everybody who does it call the show. So I just assume that you do that too. But the thing is, if you wait a little time to get to know the surface information about a man, maybe a couple of weeks or maybe 1 week or 10 days or something like that, the more you go with that man, you're not going to get any deeper than that.
No, but if you jump in bed the first time you see a guy, you're going to say, okay, he's going to just... Like,
I don't say do that. I don't say to do that. No, don't get me wrong.
You say to do that. I said, if I do that.
Yes, yes.
And I'm going to say, okay, well, he's never going to call me back. So what does that make?
Actually, let me tell you one thing. I don't want to say that you got to do this on the first time. But the thing is, if you do that with the man the first time, that's the fastest time ever you're going to know that this man's going to want you back.
Yeah, but why would you want to jump in?
No, I don't say do that. But the fastest time ever that you're going to know if this man is going to want you after sex.
But you got to know first if he wants me or not.
No, he doesn't know because it's like a car they want to buy. They got to test drive it. People who do that.
You believe in casual sex. You just go in bed. Okay, whatever happens.
Of course, it is casual sex. If you put him on hold for 3.5 years, it still is going to be casual sex because the first one is always, the first period of time is always casual. But,
no, I believe when you love somebody, it doesn't matter.
Okay. Now you're touching love.
Just let me talk.
Love? Oh, go ahead.
The white people say, okay, well, I got a divorce because he wasn't satisfying me in bed. Mm-hmm. But I think if you love somebody, it doesn't matter. They can satisfy you even if, I don't know, they can, like, do anything.
What is it?
It doesn't matter when you go in bed with, but you just don't get regrets. That's all, like... We're not animals. We don't just jump into bed and then see, okay, well...
No, that's very nice. But the thing is, we're not talking about love and we're not saying how love gets into this. Love comes after intimacy. Love comes after people really get to know each other. Love comes after a long time. You cannot put a man on hold until you love him. So that's the biggest mistake people... And then that's why that you make men lie to you. You make it with this, because this is not what you say. This is a majority of females say that we're going to do that if we love the person. So that is why a majority of men lie to you about loving you and how they are in love with you just to get laid. And that's a problem you create for yourself.
I don't care if you love me or not, but I want to love them before I like go in bed with them. I don't want to have regrets. I don't want to satisfy them. I want to satisfy myself.
Okay. Well, and then, so it doesn't come with knowledge, because you know the point I'm making here is you might just wait like you want to eat. You might wait another hour so you feel a little bit more hungry, so you enjoy more. The food. But the thing is, you're not going to know that person more, and you're not going to find things out about him until you go to the first step, which is having that relationship. That might satisfy you of your sense of not being a slut, your sense of not being easy, or a lot of stuff that you might call yourself. But the thing is, you're not going to change anything in the eyes of that man.
Sex shouldn't bring love. Love should bring sex, and that's all I have to say.
What should be is not the reality. See, the point is, what should be is like.
It could be what you want it to be.
No.
Yeah, you can. If this guy, all he wants is to have sex and nothing else. Why would
no
I even
guy,
go out with him?
Let me just clear that for you. I don't know how old you are. No guy is gonna want anything more than sex from you. Before he has sex with you. Did you get my sentence? I just ask you to get it clearly. No guy is going to want anything more than sex than you unless he gets the sex first, then he decides about that.
So I grew up in Iran. Mm-hmm. And why do you think there's so many relationships? People get engaged for years and years and they don't do anything because they want to get to know each other before they get married.
How do you know?
Because I've been in that situation.
No, maybe you put somebody on hold. Maybe that person had his sexual relationship with some other people.
Yeah, but in Iran, it's not accepted, so you don't do
no,
it.
No, we don't do that because it is accepted. We do that because we want to do that. So it's not, a lot of people all over the world are doing this. In Iran, a lot of people are doing this. I get tons of emails. I get tons of calls that people are doing this. They don't do it because it's not accepted. They do it because they want to do it. So all the people you think they don't have this together, you don't know about this. Maybe you don't like to know. Maybe they won't want you to know that.
But I'm saying I've been in that situation myself.
Or maybe you have been in the situation, but you were with a man who was... Did he do anything to get the, to make the move on you?
No.
Nothing at all?
Nothing at all before we get married, no.
And how long was that?
About a year and a half.
And he was religious?
No, not at all.
He was moral?
No, he was just a normal...
He hadn't done that to any girl before? Did he have any sexual relationship?
Well, he was a virgin, and so was I.
Oh, you married a virgin. Okay, so see, when you marry a virgin, that's another story. When somebody stays virgin, that means something in the mind is stopping him. What that thing could be, religion, could be morals, could be anything. I am talking, as I started in the beginning of the hour, I am talking about people who do this, not who I'm not teaching anybody to do that, and I'm not stopping people doing this. I'm talking people who do that. That means already you have convinced yourself of the situation. So that is kind of out of our subject, but I appreciate
you. I don't believe you can go to a bar and pick up a guy and then do it with him that in order to see if he wants you or not. I don't believe that's a good idea.
Definitely is gonna show you if he wants you for the second time, okay?
But no guy wants you. If he gets the first time, why would he go for the second time?
Because it's good. And when he doesn't go for the second time, that means it's not good.
What do the ugly fat chicks do when, like...
Ugly fat chicks go to drunk people who think this is too late in the morning and they got to do get some action. But if a guy comes to you and if you do that, listen, everybody, please, all the people watching this program, I'm not saying you have to do this or you should not do this. I'm saying if you do this, I mean, if you are from the one of those people who live in sin right now, the guy... doesn't go away because you gave it up the first time. The guy goes away because he didn't like it. Maybe you put somebody on hold for 3 months, and then when you give it up, he goes away.
But so many guys just want one-night stand, and that's all they want.
They will always want the one-night
stand.
Okay, it's not going to change their mind about it. Because if you put somebody...
That's why you get to know them before you jump in bed with them.
No. This is the way you make him wait, and then you make yourself a side dish. Do you like to be a side dish? Definitely not. But the thing
is, better to be a side fish than to be a garbage which is thrown in the like garbage can.
That's up to you. That's why some people don't approve of premarital sex because they believe they'd be garbage. But those people are going to be garbage after marriage in some cases. So it doesn't guarantee anything. We're not talking about
a guy won't marry you if he doesn't love you. A guy will never get into marriage if he just wants sex. Because there's many girls...
Of course. Of course. That's correct. If a guy just wants sex, after he gets the sex, he will go. But he doesn't go after the first time. If he goes after the first time, whenever you want to put out, it's going to be because he didn't like it. There is no other ways. The guy is gonna leave you because he didn't like that. Don't convince yourself that because we gave it up so fast, he thought of me as a slut or something, so he went away.
Think of yourself as a slut. That's the whole point of it, because you don't wanna, you don't wanna have regrets. I don't wanna wake up beside someone and say, oh, what did I do? You know, that's the whole point.
Are you that hideous?
Sorry?
Are you that hideous?
Well, if I go to bed with guy after like 2 days.
No, if you are not hideous, if you're pretty and sexy, he is never going to say that. Oh, he says, oh my God, look what I did.
No, the girl will though.
No, so don't do that. That's another point. I'm talking about the guy's point of view. When you
enjoys it for sure.
The faster you do that, the guy is going to enjoy it more. But the thing is, the faster you do that, you're going to know the guy faster. Because then you know that if you do that, I'm not saying you should do that, but if you are the one who does it, the faster.
Like woman's point of view, you're a guy. If you sleep with 10 men, oh, you're very cool. But if I sleep with a man, oh, what a slut. Like,
no, nobody says that. That's why a lot of people love women who are in their 30s and 40s. We're sure that a woman in her 30s has slept at least with 10 to 15 guys. At least, wherever that woman is going to live.
You're 18 years old and you've slept with 10 guys because you want to, like, you want to first time you and then see if he loves you or not. Like, he's going
to... Yeah, this is something you can never get to the root of it until you really get into the situation. But my point here is, if you make the person wait, you're just making the process wait. Thank you for the call. We need to go to get some commercials. We come back after this. Stay with us. All right, is the commercial ready? Yes. S.E. John, go ahead. Yes, please, go ahead. I think you're cute. Give me a cue. All right. Be patient.
HFA باتری موبایل قابل اعتماد. شما که دارای هر نوع مدل تلفن موبایل هستید، باتری HFA با کیفیت عالی و عمری طولانی‌تر از هر نوع باتری مشابه، مناسب‌ترین باتری موبایل در جهان. باتری موبایل HFA دارای ضمانت 6 ماهه با قیمتی مناسب که اکنون یکی از پرمصرف‌ترین باتری‌های موبایل به شمار می‌آید. شرکت هیفا نماینده پخش در دبی مقابل هتل هایت ریجنسی. تلفن دفتر 97 14 273 1009. تلفن موبایل 97 150 636 69 81. HFA.
خیارشور زرین بهترین و خوشمزه‌ترین خیارشور با دو طعم متفاوت از هم اکنون در سر تا سر جهان در دسترس شماست. خیارشور زرین در بسته‌بندی شیشه ایدئال برای اردر و مهمانی‌های شما و خیارشور تخمیری زرین در 4 بسته‌بندی متفاوت برای مصرف روزانه با ذکر تعداد خیارشور در هر قوطی. خیارشور زرین را یک بار امتحان کنید، مشتری دائمی آن خواهید شد.
ترین نوشیدنی انرژیزا سرشار از ویتامین های سی، ای و بی کمپلکس با ترکیبی از آب میوه‌جات طبیعی. فکری بهتر، بدنی قوی‌تر با نوشیدنی انرژیزای هایپ. هایپ را حتما امتحان کنید.
پرژین ویلج، دهکده ایرانی، پایگاهی برای همبستگی و همفکری ایرانیان، مرکزی برای دسترسی به اطلاعات اجتماعی، تاریخی، سیاسی، فرهنگی، هنری، بهداشتی و علمی، جایگاهی برای فرهیختگان، صاحب نظران و اندیشمندان ایرانی، بازاری برای شرکت‌های بازرگانی و صاحبین مشاغل ایرانی، خانه‌ای برای همه کانون‌های ایرانی. کوتاه سخن این که دنیا کوچک و کوچکتر می‌شود و شهرها به هم نزدیک‌تر، فراسوی مرزهای فروپاشیده جهان جایی در سایبر اسپیس دهکده جهانی شکل می‌گیرد. ارتباط از طریق اینترنت آغاز می‌شود. مسافر اینترنت مرز می‌شناسد. گذرنامه لازم ندارد. فقط کافی است بداند چگونه ارتباط برقرار بکند. کلیک 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 www.persianvillage.com. در دهکده ایرانی هر چی را که بخواهید پیدا می کنید، حتی گربه ایرانی. اما نه این یکی.
اون رکورد‌های تلفن به پایان رسید.
شرکت نور استار تقدیم میکنند. تماس مستقیم بدون هزینه اتصال یا گرفتن کدهای اضافی. تهران فقط 11. مابقی شهرهای ایران 14. آمریکا 4.9. انگلستان و سوئد 5.9. هلند 6. اسرائیل 7.9. آلمان 6.8. فرانسه 6.5. کانادا و استرالیا 7. این نرخ‌ها در 24 ساعت شبانه روز و 7 روز هفته ثابت می‌باشد. برای اطلاعات بیشتر با شماره تلفن 1-888-755-8674 تماس حاصل فرمایید.
آیا از چاقی بیش از حد رنج میبرید؟ زایمکس، قرص های کاهش وزن زایمکس. با زایمکس در کوتاه‌ترین زمان بدن خود را به فرم دلخواه برسانید. کاملا طبیعی بدون مواد شیمیایی، تهیه و تولید در آمریکا، تایید شده پزشکان متخصص. زایمکس با بیش از 1,000,000 مصرف کننده در آمریکا و کانادا. زایمکس برای زیبایی و اعتماد به نفس بیشتر.
فستیوال جهانی دبی با افتخار تقدیم می‌کند. ابی در بزرگترین رویداد هنری دبی 16 ژانویه 2003 پنجشنبه 26 دی ماه ابی در فستیوال جهانی دبی. ابی در دبی. تلفن اطلاعات 97 14 223 16 87.
Alright, we're back here. You, me, the camera, and nobody else. The reason I'm talking about this matter is I've received a ton of emails about, from men and women who have this relationship. This is not something I want to tell people to do or not to do. I've received a ton of emails from people who have this problem, a lot of the girls have called me and said, this guy called me, this guy calls me every day, he says me I love him, this and that, let's move to the next level, let's start from this next foot, and all these things, I love you, I want you, I just don't want you for one night and stuff like that. And then we step into this relationship and then things will change, and then we get heartbroken, and then we get dumped, and then this and that. A lot of bad things happen to people who have premarital sex. So this is not something that I'm telling you should be or should not be, but I'm giving you my opinion to people who do this, to people who say and think, and with their action they show that they believe this is correct, that they believe this should be, and that they believe this is a part of their lives. If you make a guy wait, since I'm a guy, I'm telling you, it's nothing but a waiting period. It's just waiting. They're not looking deeper into you. They're not opening up to you so you can look deeper into them. They're not going to show you the features of their personality as you would ever search for. So what I'm saying, if you don't say this is bad, if you believe you should and will do this, if you make people wait for a longer time, there is nothing that you got to know more. Okay, that's why I'm bringing this matter up. I'm not teaching to do this. I'm not saying this is bad. I'm not preaching anything against or in the favor of this thing. So don't get me wrong. This is a question a lot of people have, and I would like to talk about this because I think this is, I believe, the only show that can talk about this in an open way, not in a politically correct way. Portune, you're on air with Behrouz. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Fine, thank you. How about yourself?
Well, I'd like to share my experiences with women and premarital sex.
Go ahead.
Well, what I've noticed of all women is that they like to wait, like you have said, and before they have sex.
Mm-hmm.
And us men cannot do that. It's like a universal phenomenon. Us men cannot deal with that
mm-hmm.
waiting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what do you think, will change in you about wanting them when they make you wait? Are you going to wait, or are you going to look around for other girls who are, like, faster access?
Like you said, like, if you're in a restaurant and you order food and the food doesn't arrive, you order something smaller and you eat that. The
mm-hmm.
same thing with women.
Mm-hmm.
If you have to wait, you go you cheat on them. You go have another relationship.
Well, actually, you don't cheat on them because there's nothing between you and them. Once you don't have the intimacy, I don't call it a relationship, so it's not cheat. It's just something that person is going to lose. If it's going to be a relationship, you're going to lose that relationship because the intimacy is going to go.
That's not the case. Like, mm-hmm. you can talk with someone and automatically you have a relationship with that,
mm-hmm.
with them.
Yeah, very surface
case,
one.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
Men can't handle that. Like, they can't wait before premarital sex. And
yeah, if you do that,
you know.
Yeah, if you do that, you want to do that, you will not wait. If they make you wait, you say, okay, maybe this girl is good, but the thing is, I want it, and I'm going to do it somewhere else.
I want it now.
But the thing is, if you say this is bad, that's another thing. I'm not saying to do it or not to do it. I'm saying if you believe to do this, and you will do this after 4 months and carry on with the person, the more you make that person wait, first of all, the less the passion is going to be, the more he's looking around for other chicks is going to be, and then the lower and the thinner your intimacy level is going to be, because you're just losing on that passion, because the passion takes you through with this.
True.
So this is from a guy's point of view, and all those women who have premarital sex, I'm saying who do have it right now, they are dealing with a guy, and that's why it's in a guy's mind.
And I like to tell all women not to complain when a guy cheats on them or lies to them,
mm-hmm.
when they're telling men to wait. I mean, come on,
mm-hmm.
men cannot wait.
Yeah,
that's their nature,
and they have not waited before you.
True. And I've noticed that women like you to wait, but then they cheat on you too. Have you noticed that?
That's another story, because they have the right to go to anybody they like.
Exactly.
But the thing
well,
is, if they want you, if they put in, well, if they're investing on you, that's the way to make this happen. If you want to do this, if you don't want to do this for any reason, I'm not saying you should do it, or I'm not saying you should not do it.
True.
Yeah. Thank you very much. That was a guy's point of view.
Bye.
Thanks for the call. Portune, go ahead. You are on air with Behrouz.
Hi.
Hi.
I just wanted to say, out of my relationship and out of my experience that I had in Iran, I believe that the most of the guests, that they have a relationship before marriage, that they have a relationship, especially in Iran. As a boyfriend and girlfriend, they just go out and they do what they want to do. But once they get to the, they fancy a guy as a, to get married, they start just making way.
Yeah.
And not having sex. And that is not really genuine.
Yeah, that's the mentality that women have, that if you make somebody wait, he's going to appreciate you more. Because if you make somebody wait and wait until the marriage, and you show that, okay, you were a virgin and everything, okay, he might think, okay, she did, this woman didn't have sex. He might be thinking differently about you. But when you have done it with other guys and you are not a virgin and you're doing this on a frequent basis, so why this guy? Is this guy, are you investing? Are you lying to him? Are you, did you really get caught in an innocent situation? Were you forced to do that? So this question, and the thing is, when you up for doing something, you already have decided about that. First, I mean, sooner or later you do that, it's not going to change the value of it, that thing in your mind.
Yes, but the problem is, once the coin is the guess that when they come to the serious relationship, they're just going to say, you know, I never done this, but most of them, they're just lying. Mm-hmm. And as you know, and I know it.
Well, because they like to be lied to, too.
They just lose the virginity and they just fix it before the marriage. The other side of the coin is boys, when they say, especially Persian boys, the first or second question they ask about the relationship that you had before.
Yeah, well, that's besides the subject.
It's quite unfair to the girls as well.
That's besides the subject. I understand that. Thank you very much. Let's go with another line. Portune, you're on air. Go ahead.
Opinion channel.
Your opinion.
Hello, you're on air, sir. Go ahead. Hello? Hello?
Hi, Portune. How you doing?
Hi, fine. Thank you. Go ahead.
Well, I have a question for
go
you.
Go ahead, sir.
Well, my question is, hello?
Hello, go ahead. We're listening.
Yeah. Well, I just want to find out something. I just want to know what is your own background and what is your education?
My education is mechanical engineering.
Right. I mean, what are you trying to get with this conversation? I mean, I want to know if this is an opinion channel or this is a learning channel.
I have the answer to your question. It's one word. You ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
The answer to your question is one word, and the word is rating.
Rating?
Yes, sir.
For what? For the TV? I mean...
Rating, that means people who turn the tube on and would like to listen and and take part in the conversation, so we have more viewers, we sell more commercials.
Oh, it's a commercial program.
Definitely, it's a business, sir. It's a business. We're talking about the topics that people like to talk. If you don't like to talk about the topic, you will not look at this, so we lose our listeners. Our popularity will go down, then the show will get canceled. The more people who like to listen to the show, watch the show, that means the show is going in the right direction to get audience, that means get rating. That's what we're trying to do.
No, I understand, but I think there are a lot of different programs that a TV network would make money off it.
Definitely.
Talking
this is one of them.
Private, you know, about a private life of other people.
Yes, sir. This is one of them.
I watch American TV shows, right? Like Dr. Ruth.
That's correct. This is one of those. This is one of those shows.
Talks about relationships and all that.
Yes, sir.
But she, you know, in the end, she has, you know, she gets somewhere with the conversation. Okay. She teaches the society. She teaches the community.
Yeah.
She teaches people.
And you see how society uses those, takes those advices and goes towards the perfectness, right?
Well, I know, but you're talking your own personal views.
Yeah.
You have
I'm a stupid person with a microphone. What do you expect? If you have more and stronger morals, higher values, don't watch this channel. Watch a better channel. You don't have to watch this program. This is a stupid, uneducated guy talking about his own opinion. They don't have anybody better than me putting in front of this camera. Probably I just, you know, I'm somebody people like to talk to. I understand.
No, but that shouldn't be your answer, because if I'm watching your show...
Well, unfortunately, that is my answer. So thank you very much for the... Thanks for the call. As I said, critics for the show are not for this hour. We're going to have a program about complaints, critics, and all the all your opinions. You want to talk about the show, we talk about it definitely later. But right now, today, we don't want to talk about the critics and the complaints. Anyways, we're at the end of the hour now. Thanks very much for calling. I apologize for all the rest of the callers who don't get a chance to be on air, but definitely we're going to have some more talk about this. Again, don't get me wrong. I'm not suggesting or stopping people do anything. I just shared with you the question of a bunch of people who wrote me emails, and those people really wanted to know the feedback from other people. And my opinion in that was about people who are doing this, who want to do that. And if some people think that I'm not qualified to talk about this, well, the best thing is disabuse yourself and your family and switch the channel, please, and don't watch this show anymore. Thank you very much for the attention you gave to this show. And again, Nirvan Guitar School has a free guitar and a free amplifier for... No rules. It's a promotion. If you take part in this promotion, you can take advantage of the free guitar, free amplifier, and rock on. So I see you on Friday, 1:30 in the afternoon, Los Angeles time. Have a nice week.